Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Oh, limits, 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 limits. All right. Donnie, what about that error that ended the Phillies-Dodgers series? Isn't that every athlete's nightmare from Little League on up? The pitcher, now I'm forgetting his name.
On such a simple play.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit tricky because it was a bouncer back to him, like that never really bounced. It was a skid. It skidded along the turf and then bounced off him. But all he had to do was take a couple steps forward, pick up the ball and throw to first. It was bases loaded and two outs in extra innings. And he freaked out and threw it home and he threw it wild. Like practically into the crowd, and the series was over. You could see Real Muto pointing, throw to first, throw to first. It's what we all dread, right? Literally, it's like you go into these games thinking, dear God, please just don't have it come down to me and have have me be the guy who screws up forever. You know what I mean?
I would feel more bad for a team that isn't in that spot every year, but I mean, Philly is almost always in that exact position where, like, they're playing in the NLDS, they're playing in the NLCS, they got to the World Series a couple of years ago. Like, that was my fear more than anything through the 13-15 run that the Pirates had, more than, they're going to run into a buzzsaw pitcher two out of the three times in the wild card game. My worry was that the Pirates could be, hypothetically, of course, it could be Game 7 of the World Series.
Right.
They could have the game in the bag, and then they would blow the lead in the bottom of the ninth inning, and it would be on a play like that where they lost it all.
I know. I don't care about the Phillies so much as this guy. It's just now he goes down in Philly sports lore as he would in any city.
It's like a Buckner play. I mean, it wasn't the World Series, but it's like that.
It's their Buckner. It's what the Washington Post called an unthinkable error ends the Dodgers-Phillies heavyweight bout. An unthinkable error. Oh, my God. I don't even know how you say his name. Is it Kirkering? Is that how you say it, Limits? Were you watching that game?
I was entirely stunned
by
what I saw. It wasn't Will Craig level, but in the moment, like, you know, growing up and playing sports and stuff like that, sometimes you have those type of brain farts.
Yeah.
It happens.
Could you imagine if the Will Craig play happened in a playoff game?
Oh, in
a do or die playoff game?
I think the Will Craig play.
How much worse it would be.
I think it's the worst play in baseball history, but it didn't matter because it was on a Thursday afternoon at PNC Park with five people in the audience, right? I think it's the worst play in baseball history, Donnie. It wasn't a physical error. It was, in the end. It was everything. It was everything combined on one play. That's never happened before, will never happen again. Nobody will ever run back toward home to get a guy in a rundown.
But just take that play and put it in a do-or-die playoff situation.
Do you have the Joe Block company? There we go. Let's have the music, Limits. It's time for a numbers game. Donnie, it's intergalactically listened to here. People on Uranus are listening to this right now. Are there people on other planets, Donnie? Do you believe in that?
Probably. Mars, maybe.
Do they look like us?
No, I think they're all aliens.
Yeah?
But maybe aliens are just
The stereotypical alien? Are they little like green things with antennas? Or how do you picture life on other planets?
So that's what was always weird to me. If people didn't think aliens were out there, why does everybody have the same depiction of how they look?
That's a good question. That's a brain twister, isn't it, Limits?
I mean, we got to think of something, right? We'll just come up with the oddest thing that comes to mind an alien.
So maybe it just all became like a copycat thing. Like, all right, one guy like created this image of the alien and we all run with it.
I think so. It's a copycat league out there. Star Trek, they ran into some interesting people, didn't they? Are you a Star Trek guy, Donnie?
No, I never watched it.
You a Star Wars guy?
Not really.
Rocky guy?
Rocky, like Rocky Balboa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All of them you've seen?
Yes.
Harry Potter?
Nah.
You're first with the numbers.
Joe, I actually have one here that's not Steelers related, but I did want to point it out to you.
Yeah.
I saw this. I think it was from, pardon my take, some of the Barstool Sports guys. Are you aware that the 2025 Ravens have already allowed more points than the 2000 Ravens?
I saw that. Yes. That is amazing.
They've allowed, I think, 177. The 2000 Ravens allowed 165.
You might have won the numbers game on the very first number. I got a number for you, Donnie. 8. Now, the Steelers have mostly dominated their series against the Browns. It's 82-64-1 in the Steelers' favor. But did you know that Cleveland, when all of this began all those years ago, won the first 8 games?
How about the streak since then? Since 1994. The Steelers have won 44 of the next 54 games in the series, Joe.
I got a number for you, Donnie. In fact, I have 3, 18, 24, and 14. Mike Tomlin is 18-0 at home against the Browns, 24-6 against rookie quarterbacks, and 14-4 coming off bye weeks. They're not going to lose. Plus, they're rested after a bye week, and these guys just flew across the ocean.
I'll give you the full record that Mike Tomlin has against Cleveland.
Please.
27-8-1.
I'll give you a better number than that. 6. The Cleveland Browns have only led, and by the way, as with every week, a lot of help here from Matt Williamson on Steelers.com with his cheat sheet. A lot of help. I'm stealing them blatantly, but I'm also mixing in other things.
We got to give him like a boxer's nickname, like Matt the Machine Williamson.
I thought you said a box of candy or something for all he's done for us.
He is a
machine.
Too.
Greetings and welcome to the machine. 6% of Cleveland's offensive plays have come with the Browns leading on the scoreboard this season. 6%, Donnie.
7. The Steelers have a turnover ratio of +7. Only one team in football with a better number there.
0. The Steelers and the Commanders are the only two teams that have allowed 0 points off turnovers this season.
16. The Browns are blitzing on just 16% of early down dropback passes. That is the lowest percentage in football.
That's interesting because the Steelers are blitzing more than ever, and I have something that kind of feeds into all this. 58th and 1st are my two numbers. KT Leviston, he is a backup offensive tackle who's going to play this week for the Browns, and he ranks 58th out of 64 tackles in pass block rate, okay? He's going to see plenty of Highsmith, but also plenty of Nick Herbig, and that's where the first number comes in. Nick Herbig, with a 39% pass rush win rate, leads all players in the NFL. I don't like that matchup for little Dylan Gabriel. I don't like that one at all, Donnie.
He's challenging Myles Garrett for the all-time pass rush win rate record.
I think he might be.
Here's one that I think could be vital, and we've already kind of hinted at what the scores of the game could be, Joe. 20. In games in which the Steelers score 20-plus points since 2023, they are 17-1, which is the best in the NFL.
That's amazing.
On the other side of that, when they fail to do so, they are just 6-14.
Wow. I mean, that's a magic number for them and speaks to the way Mike Tomlin wants to play, the good and bad of it. 10 is my number. It relates to 41. I think everybody knows that now, that Dylan Gabriel is the 41st starting quarterback for the Browns since they came back to the league. But 10 is the more amazing number to me. Dylan Gabriel is also their 10th different starting quarterback since Baker Mayfield. He just left 5 minutes ago. Their 10th starter since then, Donnie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, there's the amount of names that you just run through. I mean, they've had in the last 2 years. I mean, I guess it makes sense. He's the 10th guy. The last couple
it's
of
laughable.
Years, they've had like 8 to 10 dudes take snaps. 78.6. The Browns defense, they're good overall. They're very good against the run. However, they are dead last in red zone conversion rate. They allow a score on 78.6% of drives.
Wow. 2003 is my number. The Browns haven't won a regular season game here since the year 2003. Who was their quarterback limits? Wrong. Tim Couch. Who scored on a 75-yard interception off Tommy Maddox? Donnie. Wrong.
Ooh.
Daylon McCutcheon.
Man, oh, that was going to be my guess, Joe.
No, was it?
He's one of the only guys I remember from like that secondary.
I apologize.
They had two guys named Andre Davis.
Either
they had their full names on the back.
Either one of you who had two sacks for the Browns that day.
Ooh. Well, it looks like this won't be a quiz show question.
He was kind of a
Courtney Brown?
Yes, Donnie.
Did he really?
Wow. You're amazing, man.
The Next. Penn State or limits.
Next.
Good job, Donnie.
What do you got?
13.
Yes.
That 13 personnel that the Steelers use, mostly that jumbo package look, the one running back, three tight end look.
Yeah.
The Steelers using that at a rate of 11.2%. The league average there is just over 4%.
In a related matter, my number is 40. In games in which Mount Washington has logged 40 or more snaps, the Steelers are 6-0 and average 125 yards rushing a game, Donnie.
8. Is my number here. Since Ben Roethlisberger's retirement, there are only two other quarterbacks besides Aaron Rodgers that have more than 8 touchdown passes in a season for the Steelers. Russell Wilson last year with 16, Kenny Pickett a few years back with 13. And
wow.
I think it's fair to say that Rodgers is well on pace to pass both of them.
3.0. The Browns allow just that. 3 yards per rush attempt and are giving up just 76 yards rushing per game.
Here's another number that pertains to Darnell Washington in that big jumbo package, 40. When Darnell Washington logs 40 or more snaps in a game, the Steelers are 6-0.
I just read this one, Donnie. That's the first repeat of all time in the numbers game. There, throw the flag limit.
It's that good.
Throw the flag limit.
That was a good beep sound.
False start.
I'm
Donnie football.
It's so amazing, Donnie. It did need to be repeated twice. You're right.
I'm also surprised I haven't done that before.
You did what I did. You checked out for a minute there and came back with something. That is amazing.
I'm surprised it's the first time that's happened.
I know.
And how many of these we've done.
Especially since we're both borrowing from the same website very liberally. 7. T.J. Watt is now one of seven players, and the other six are in the Hall of Fame, with at least 100 career sacks and 8 interceptions. Wow! How many sacks does Watt have in 14 career games against the Browns? Limits?
Wrong. 8.
Donnie?
I have it right in front of me. It's 17.
17 wow, sacks in many. 14 games against the Browns. His first game ever was in Cleveland, and he was unbelievable. It was like, oh my God, this guy's going to be a star. And the Cowboys selected Taco Charlton right ahead of him.
A future Steeler, Taco Charlton. He had a cup of coffee here.
Give us the last one, Donnie.
All right, now I don't know, have you gone to the Browns tight end usage here?
No, I have not.
Because they had the use of Fannin and Njoku last week. Those guys played 67 and 56 snaps, respectively. They also had a target share of nearly 40%
wow.
from Dylan Gabriel. And the Steelers sometimes struggle against those tight ends.
Could be a key to the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.